That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pop the popcorn, put on your comfiest pajamas, and grab a drink, because it's time for a new episode of Sierra Unfiltered.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our weirdest episode yet of Sierra Unfiltered.
Hey, friends.
So I did not get any sleep last night.
Like, literally 1 hour.
Like, and it's not like I was doing something fun. Like, no. You know how sometimes it's like, oh, like, I was out all night. I didn't get any sleep, because it's like...
No, I don't know. I forget that situation in my life. Like, literally last night, it was like 8:30, and Kyle was like out, like, feeding the cats and doing the things, and I was like, Kyle... Like, what has taken you so long? Like, it is literally, like, 11 o'clock. Like, we need to go to bed. He was like, it is 8:30. Like, you are such an old lady. Like, me in bed curled up. So, I can't.
But
can't
see, relate. That's the thing. I got in bed at 9.
Okay.
Stephen and I played Scrabble against each other on our phones. Like, the cool hip couple we are.
I thought you were going to say, like, you pulled out Scrabble, like, no. In bed. And I was going to say, that sounds very logistically messy.
No, it was perfectly logistically perfect. Because... We had our phones. Anyways, so at like 10 o'clock, I like closed my eyes, put on my little Survivor podcast in my ear, my little head eye mask.
Wait,
on.
Do you listen? Do you have headphones on while
no.
you sleep?
I just put the speaker next to my ear.
How are you and Steven still married? If Kyle was listening to a podcast, just openly.
I do it quiet enough that Steven can't hear. But then like if he leans over to like kiss me in the middle of the night, he'll just hear like, Rob has a podcast.
Because
yeah,
you guys
playing.
Don't have a TV in your room, do you?
Uh-uh. No TV in our
I
room.
I never noticed that until just now.
I
was that like a choice?
It was a choice. Because my parents don't have a TV in their bedroom, and it was like a big
thing.
Is it
thing. To like keep the romance alive?
I think so. But then also my mom has her iPad, so they just watch stuff on her iPad. So I'm like, that kind of like defeats the purpose.
I feel like an iPad's like a little less sexy than like a TV.
Yeah. Anyways, we don't have a TV in our bedroom, A, because otherwise I just wouldn't get out of bed. Like, it gives me a reason to get out of bed. Like, if I want to watch something, I have to go downstairs.
Wow.
Anyways.
So. You and I are such different people. Kyle and I literally have, like, an old person mattress yeah. where, like, the top and the feet can, like, raise yeah. up and adjust. Like, I feel like if I don't have to get out of bed ever, like, that's my
that's
perfect situation.
So, I'm sitting there, right?
Okay.
It's, like, 10 o'clock at night.
Sitting or laying? Are you, like,
I'm
sitting?
I'm sorry. Again, 1 hour of sleep. So, like, I literally have the brain capacity of, like, your child is smarter than me right now. And your child is 4 months away from being born.
What are you saying about my child?
Apparently, that's a big insult with how little's going on up here today. Anyways.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I just lay there from, like, 10 o'clock at night till 5 in the morning, like, eyes closed, like, sometimes drifting off and then waking back up.
At least you were laying down. The way you framed it, it sounded like you were sitting up like some sort of, like, weird vampire horse. Like, listening to a podcast. Like, poor Steven.
No, well,
just is, like, trying to sleep and rolls over and just sees you wide awake listening to Survivor.
It's not like I was... It would have been more fun if I was like, you know what? I can't sleep. Like, I'm just going to watch RuPaul's Drag Race. Mm-hmm. Like, and just embrace it. Or, like, I'm going to go edit and do something. No. Like,
you were trying.
I was trying to sleep. And I didn't wake Steven up because he had to wake up at 5 because he has, like, a work thing today.
Yeah.
So I just sat there freaking alone for 8 hours when I should have been sleeping. Anyways, so I'm very tired is my point. And I've been having...
Did you think about any, like, interesting things during that time? I feel like sometimes I have some, like, deep thoughts.
Well, that's the thing. I kept trying to clear my mind because I was like, if I think about boring things, then I'll go to sleep.
So, like, what are some boring things that you thought of?
I don't know. I don't know. My plans for the weekend.
What are your plans for the weekend?
We're going up north to visit Steven's family, his, like, extended family, who I've, like, met them, but I haven't spent a lot of time with them. So yeah. I'm hoping I can get good sleep tonight because, like, I don't know, with the way my brain's working right now, it might not be the best impression.
You're like, hi, I'm Sierra. I'm a space cadet. Yeah. Nice to meet you. I'm going to be like, wow, Steven, didn't know your wife was an astronaut. Is that what she does on her YouTube channel?
All up here, baby.
Oh, my God.
So I've been having a lot of nights like this lately where I can't sleep. This was one of the worst because usually I'm getting at least like 3 to 4 hours. But yeah. I used to take a natural sleep supplement for like the past year. Mm-hmm. And it really, really helped. It would make me tired, but I wouldn't wake up and be groggy. Like, yeah. I could get right to work. I was getting, like, 8 to 10 hours a night. And then, but it's not safe to take when trying to conceive or during pregnancy.
Yeah.
Which, as some of you guys probably know from previous podcasts and the vlog channel, Steven and I are kind of, like, starting that journey to, mm-hmm. we're not trying yet, but soon in the future. So we're gearing up for everything.
It's so exciting.
It is so exciting. But
I feel like I get so giddy whenever you talk about it. And it's one of those things where I never want to like pressure you.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's very easy for me to be like, I'm pregnant and like you guys are talking about your future. And so I never want to be like pushy, but mm-hmm. I feel like I just like can't help but like aww. Feel like butterflies when you talk about it. I think about like our little babies being friends.
I know.
I hope they get married.
I know, me too. That'd be so cool.
Because I feel like
what, would that really... make us sisters?
I'd wait, be close enough.
Would we be grandmas?
We'd be in-laws. Yeah. Well, so first it'd be like mother-in-laws, and then down the line,
so like maybe what? See my brain.
Like, you're like, if I have a baby, am I their grandmother?
No, but like if your baby marries my baby, like what does that make us? Like, can we put a label on it? I feel like I need some sort of commitment.
Whoa. You're like Nicole from Bachelor in Paradise. You're like, I know that I'm not pregnant yet and your baby isn't born, but I really need a label for when we get married or when our babies get married.
Ooh, when we get married. This people just have got thought we were spicy. Married
before. Or together.
Yeah.
Or sisters. We're sisters. Or all the things.
We're sister wives.
We were talking about this the other day. I feel like if we had started off by saying that we were sisters, I feel like everyone would have believed it.
That's what, when I collabed with Molly Burke the other day, her mom said, oh, are you guys sisters?
Yeah.
And I almost wanted to just say yes.
Yeah. Well, and it's happened a lot recently where, like your neighbors or people in life will, like refer to me as you. Like,
my neighbor thinks that you are me.
Like, the same neighbor three times has, like, spoken to me not only, like, as if I'm Sierra, but, like, oh, how's the husband Steven? Oh, big birds in the backyard. Better watch out for your little dog, Sierra.
But my favorite thing is that you don't correct him. You just, like, haha, okay.
Yeah. Well, because it's weird to, like, because then I have to explain, like, why I'm always at your house. Yeah. And then it's, like, a weird, like, I don't want to be like, yeah, like, I'm her best friend assistant.
Because my neighbors don't know what I do.
Yeah. And so I feel like that's, like, a weird rabbit hole. So I'm just like, yeah.
Yep.
That's I'm me. Sierra. I love Steven. And my dogs. Oh, no, I turned into Ron Burgundy. Wait,
I want to hear your Sierra impression.
So what kind of Sierra? Because there's, like, on-camera Sierra and then, like, chill Sierra.
Oh, give me both. Well, right now I'm both, right? I'm chill Sierra and there's literally a camera there that is
recording me. Well, I feel like when you get chill, you talk kind of like Ron Burgundy.
I do kind of talk like Ron Burgundy when I get chill.
It's like Ron Burgundy mixed with your little brother Austin. That's what it is.
Oh, it kind of is. And Austin and I kind of talk like this when we hang out together.
I know. I've been with you guys many times.
Great Odin's Raven. Oh my
goodness. This is what we meant when we said this is going to be a weird podcast. It's not like we're talking about like a weird, like weird period story.
Oh my God, it's so crazy.
Like it's just like we're in a weird mood. So
yeah, I think we're going to do kind of like a life update. We'll talk a lot about your pregnancy, what you've been up to, Steven and I kind of getting started on like the trying to conceive journey. Lots of Ron Burgundy voice.
I know. What a weird way to say trying to conceive.
Trying
you know,
to
me
conceive.
And Steven trying to conceive. Kind of is like Ron Burgundy mixed with Ursula. Which, like, I'm sure Steven's ideal candidate
for the bedroom.
You know, Steven's just listening to this at work right now. He probably doesn't even have his headphones on. He's probably so proud. He's like, you know what, office mate, like, listen to my wife's podcast. And then you're like, Steven's ideal candidate for the bedroom is Ursula and Ron Burgundy.
I feel like I'm in a dream or a simulation.
Sierra is not intoxicated.
No, but like, okay, so you know when you're so tired that like, it's just like, words come out of your mouth and then your brain thinks about it and you're like, is that what I said? That's how I feel right now. Have you ever been that tired?
I mean, I feel like when I've been inebriated, I felt like that.
No. Dead sober, just tired. Because I feel like I've been like this maybe 3 or 4 times in my life.
Yeah.
Like, this is a special occasion, Sierra.
Oh, heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Exclusive for the podcast. Oh my gosh, what are you drinking? Are you drinking a White Claw?
No, I'm drinking water.
Oh, I wasn't sure. It's like a clear beverage.
I know. Carly was like, what do you want to drink for the podcast? And I just dead stared at her for like, what, 5 seconds? I just looked at her and blinked. And then I was like, water.
Your pupils just like expanded and retracted so fast. That was literally like looking at Toothless. Like, are you okay?
No.
Are you on crack? What's going on? Literally, you just stared at me and then your pupils went like, whoop, whoop.
Wait, I'm gonna try again. Did it happen again?
No, but I'm very scared for my life.
Oh my gosh. I need to order your baby shower invitations.
Oh.
That just popped into my brain.
Wow.
I like designed them on Zazzle or whatever. Need to order them.
It sounds like you're just speaking like a different language.
This is what I
like
mean.
It sounds like you're from like Whoville. You're all, I designed the invitations on Zazzle. Like, I know that Zazzle is like an invitation website because like I have been married and like had lots of friends. Like,
have you?
Conspiracy theory.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a sparkling water.
You want a cheers?
Oh, yeah.
I'll try not to spill.
I was...
Oh, ding.
Wow. Whoop. Well, so it's really funny because usually I work like 9 to 5, 10 to 6, like kind of usual office hours.
Yeah.
But yesterday when we were supposed to film this, we like got really busy. And so we're like, I'll just come in for a couple hours, just film the podcast, which like we've never done before.
Yeah.
So on my way in, I was like, oh, I have to stop for gas. So, like, I'll get a fun drink.
Ooh.
And I was expecting to get like a peach tea or a kombucha or like something like fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then for some reason, I saw these like black raspberry sparkling waters.
Ooh.
But no, like it reminds me of like going to the lake with like my family who's like not very proper. Me trying to not drag my family, but it reminds me of like what you would buy at Walmart or like maybe Costco in like a big pack.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I'm having it and I haven't had this taste in my mouth for like,
ooh,
10 years. It's very interesting. It's very artificial tasting.
Does it bring back some memories?
Like
being uncomfortable like at the river
memories.
And not wanting to go in the water.
It's actually just really triggering for me. You know. This is a weird podcast. Oh boy.
What's your unpopular opinion?
Oh, okay.
We renamed the segment and we never stick to it's hot takes.
I know. Like I was at brunch with Jessica and Brent the other day and Jessica was like, "Oh, Brent just came up with the best unpopular opinion. I mean, hot take." I was like, "Everyone does the same thing. If everyone wants it to be hot take, but like it's okay."
Okay.
Okay.
Right. What's yours?
So my hot take is that oat milk is the superior milk to all milks.
Does it froth?
Yes.
Okay.
It's literally like so right now I'm currently eating vegan, but I've been vegetarian before. I like have kind of switched in between the two a lot throughout my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried literally like every kind of milk. Like name a milk. Almond.
Oat milk.
Almond. Soy.
Goat.
Macadamia. Hemp. Rice. Like literally.
Have you tried goat milk?
You know what? I don't think I've tried goat milk because that wouldn't be
vegan. Liar. You
well,
said
even when
every
I was vegetarian,
type of milk.
I like didn't drink regular milk or like use it, like even for baking and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I've cycled through because I do like baking and I do like cooking.
Yeah.
And so I've like cycled through. And oat milk is just superior.
Like, is it good for cooking too? Like, let's say I'm making like a chowder. And it calls. Yes. So the thing is, I have this chowder recipe that I really like. And I've tried making it with almond milk instead of dairy milk. And it just, it doesn't get the creaminess. Oat milk does?
I think so. So I have like a big.
That sounds like it doesn't.
Well, so I've tried so many different types of milks in like, I don't know, in chowders, in baked potato soups, etc. And you would think that oat milk wouldn't be perfect for it because I feel like when you think of oat milk, you think sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like unsweetened oat milk is still thicker than like any hemp milk, any macadamia milk, any right, like any of the like not sweet
right
milks. So there's my hot take.
So do you think that it's...
Are you crunching ice?
I shouldn't be chewing ice while we're filming
that
the podcast.
So disturbing.
Let me just swallow this ice cube. Hold on.
Oh no, she's swallowing. Okay. Oh god.
I have an obsession with chewing ice, and I realized that I had put the piece of ice in my mouth by habit, and then you were talking, so I just put it in my cheek like a chipmunk, and I thought you weren't gonna notice, but you did.
Okay.
Anyways,
so
I am
thing.
Being
here's,
present in the conversation.
Here's a weird
oat
thing
milk.
About Sierra. Sierra is. Like, we like to joke that Sierra's Tornado Sierra, but it's not because she's messy. It's just because she, like, has these little habits that she does that, like, happen to be messy. Like, you have a passion for ice, unlike anyone I've ever met.
I am an ice connoisseur.
Like, we were talking about it the other day, and you told me that you think it's, like, because I asked you if it was genetic or if it was, like, a learned behavior because your mom is also obsessed with ice.
Mm-hmm.
You told me. Hot exclusive that your mother brings her ice machine to work and then brings it home every day.
It's true. I don't know if it's every day, but it's at least on the weekends. Like, I gave her my old ice maker because we didn't have an ice machine in our apartment, and now we do at our house, and she literally, like, brings it to work and then, like, brings it home because, like, and she, like, they have an ice machine in my parents' fridge, but it doesn't make ice fast enough or good enough.
Or, like, crunchy
ice. Enough, yeah.
I just think it's so funny. Like, I've literally, I told you this the other day in the car, I've never, ever in my life seen you drink a drink that had ice in it and not, like, stick your hands in. The only time is, like, when we're filming the podcast. And so I could tell that you're extra sleepy because you just started doing it.
To be fair, I didn't use my hand.
And it's not just fast food cups. It's, like, I feel like we'll be, like, at Veggie Grill. And you'll be, like... Doop, doop, doop.
You called me out.
But it's, I told you, it's
put
like
me
a
on
pure
blast.
Passion.
It
and
is.
It's literally like ice is, I feel like, one of the only things in the world that like isn't hurting anyone.
Yeah.
Like it's literally
frozen
water. Like it's vegan. It's gluten free.
Yeah.
It's, you're making it yourself.
Sugar free.
It's free.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally free.
And it brings me so much joy.
It brings you so much
joy. Do you think that my obsession with ice is at all connected with my obsession with snow? Because from a very young age, I have been, like, obsessed with snow, with, like, hail. Like, I remember in third grade, I was getting a haircut, and it started hailing outside. And I jumped up from the haircut chair and went outside and started scooping up the hail to make, like, a hail ball. And then I put it in a cup and sat there the rest of, like, the haircut just holding on to my hail ball. And then I put it in my parents' freezer and kept it for, like, a week.
I'm literally gonna start crying.
Do you think they're connected?
I feel like right now, I feel like I'm your therapist. And I feel like you're a very weird new client who's like it's obvious you've had a lot of time to think about things and like self-diagnose. But like, I don't think that you liking snow has anything
and
to do.
And hail.
Like, also like, what do you mean you held a hail? Like, that's literally the messiest thing
like,
I've
ever
heard.
Like, I got a cup and I put the hail ball
so
on
you
top
asked,
of the cup.
You asked an adult. You said, hello, adult. Can you please stop doing your job? Go find me a cup so I can run outside.
If I recall correctly, there was like a water dispenser at the front of the Supercuts and okay. Like with cups. So I grabbed a cup, got a bunch of hail, and then held the hail
and
ball
then were you
over
like
the cup.
Playing with it like slime?
No, because
I'm
I didn't.
I'm surprised you haven't gotten into slime.
Yeah, Stephen forbid me from it. He said it's way too messy.
But like, I mean, I don't know.
I got slime in my gift bag at VidCon, and yeah. I brought it home, and Steven told me I had to throw it away within 24 hours because it was getting everywhere. God. It was like glittery slime.
I just, now that I'm thinking about that, I feel like that's going to be your next thing. Even though Steven forbid it, I feel like you guys are going to get in a fight one day, and you're going to be like, I'm going out, and I'm getting slime.
Well, I used to love Silly Putty. Should I say my unpopular opinion?
Oh, sure. How okay.
This is definitely one that I should have saved for a day when I'm way more eloquent, because, like I said, brain power of a two-year-old.
And usually we, like, know each other's unpopular or our hot takes before we go in. I have no idea what this is going to be.
Let me open my phone, because I wrote it down.
Okay, let me take a sip.
So, gen ed courses in college, like general education, are a waste of everyone's time and a ploy from the college industry to make more money. Here's my... Carly has given me...
Amen. Carly is doing, like, end of breakfast club. Yep. Like.
Here's my thing.
Okay.
So, we go through high school being told that we're learning these basic skills, and some of them are even more than basic, like... writing, math, history, that we have this broad base of knowledge, and you only get to take one elective, like, per year in high school.
Okay.
Because you have to learn this expansive general knowledge that it takes to be, like, an adult, right? And then you go to college, and they're like, okay, cool that you learned that in high school, but we're going to tell you again, and we're going to make you pay a bunch of money, and you have to do 2 years of the general education before you actually get to learn what your degree is in. What I think should happen is if they want to make it a 4-year degree, instead of doing general ed, it should just be more elective so that you can get a broader knowledge but actually do things that you're interested in.
So it sounds like you're petitioning for trade schools.
Or, wait, let me finish. Or a 2-year degree that, like a trade school. But yeah. I think that should be for everything. Like, I don't think Steven, who's an engineer, should have had to do, like, 2 years of history again and English again and math. Well, I guess math because he's doing math in work. But, like, I don't know. It just doesn't...
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
See, I feel like that's almost, like, a bigger thing of, like, we should just have trade schools.
Yeah.
Which, like, I mean, I'm here for.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I also think, like, a good compromise is Kyle went to what we like to call an arts and crafts school. That's, like, what me and his family members call it. It's, like, one of the most expensive schools, like, on this coast.
It's, like, very prestigious.
It's, like, very, like, it's, like, the best art school.
Yeah.
But, like, all of the classes, like, you don't take math. You take, like, holographics.
See? That's
like, you
what
don't
I want.
Take, like, history. You take, like, puppetry. Yeah. Like, it's all, like, I don't know how history and puppetry. I'm pretty sure puppetry was a different, like, category. But it's, like, artistic ways of doing that, which I feel like... Like, if they had that, but for, like, engineers?
Yeah.
Or for, so you're still not just only taking classes that, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like they kind of pad in a bunch of stuff so they can make you pay more money and take more time.
Yeah.
That's my hot take.
Wow. Snaps. Oh, you know what could be interesting to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
We should. I want to hear about, like, sorority life.
Oh.
Because we've never talked about that on your podcast. Like, yeah, I know you made one video on your main channel about it.
So I remember, so I wanted to rush for sure because I knew, like, I went to SCSU that had, like, a huge Greek life presence. Like, some schools, it's, like, not really a big thing. At SCSU, it was, like, everyone is in Greek life.
Yeah.
So I rushed.
Also, for reference, I, like, dropped out of college and wasn't in a sorority.
So you don't have the sorority experience.
I have
experience.
No, so I'm, like... All I know is we were friends, like, around that time.
Yeah.
And so I know from your perception.
Right.
But so, like, tell me everything.
Okay. So,
like, is it a cult?
Here's the thing. All right.
Well,
so, I went into Rush, and I had heard all those stories, right? Like, the culty sorority stories, like, the hazing stories, like, all that. Yeah. And I was like...
I mean, we've all seen Monsters University, right?
So I go in, and I'm like... A little bit nervous, and I'm like, okay, I don't know what this is going to be like. It seems a little weird, but I'm, like, open to it.
Okay.
So I go through.
So what made you, like, originally decide, like, I want to be in a sorority?
I think because my mom did, and my dad did, and they both had, like, a really great time, and, like, I remember.
You're you're a very extroverted person.
Yeah, it seemed like group ASB. Like, I really liked ASB in high school, and, like planning spirit days, and, like. doing fun mixers. And, like, it sounded very up my alley. Mm-hmm. Like, lots of opportunities to dress up. You sing lots of songs. You wear matching outfits.
What kind of songs?
Oh, like, there are so... I was song chair for a semester.
What does that mean? Like, you guys sing, like Happy by, like, Pharrell?
No. Like, you have culty songs where you, like, clap. I don't remember any of them, but I bet I could find it in my email.
You're looking at each other.
So, I go through Rush.
Okay.
And we have, like, a Rush.
Wait, hold on. What is song chair? First of all, backtrack.
So, my job was to learn.
Did you come up with?
No. So, there's, like, I got a big binder of, like, this is.
Like a Bible?
Yes. It was, like, this is every Kappa Delta song in, like, all of National Kappa Delta. So, like, it was my job to choose which ones I wanted to teach everyone. And then we would, like, if we went to a mixer with, like, A.E. Pi, then we would, like, sing them one of our songs and, like, clap.
Is A.E. Pi a fraternity?
It is. It was the Jewish fraternity, and they were, like, our best friends. Like, we loved them.
So you would go and sing songs about your sorority to a fraternity.
Yeah, like, we're great. Yay, us.
Is that literally what you said?
No.
Like a bunch of girls in like Victoria's Secret bras and like matching shirts going, hey, yay!
Yeah, basically. So I go through Rush, right? And I'm like, all right, I am 100% going to get hazed. Like I just thought for sure. I had heard all these rumors. Like I was like on Reddit threads. Like I'm like, okay. And I kept asking my Rush chair, who's like a girl who's in a sorority, but you don't get to know which one because she's supposed to be like an impartial guide, kept telling me. She's like, I have never been hazed. I can honestly tell you that. She's like, literally no one I know has been hazed. She's like, fraternities, that's a different story. But like sororities, like I literally don't know anyone.
But I feel like that's kind of like fun.
Okay, so that's what I'm getting to.
I feel like that's like the only thing I'd want
to do. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I join. And then like there's no hazing. And it's all like, we love you guys so much. And we're so glad to have you here. And like, we just want you to feel like loved and like sisterly. And like, we're here to help you. And like, I was like, all right, cool. Like, haze me. And so like, but nothing kept happening. And then like, I guess one girl's big, like made a joke at a party about like, you have to finish this drink. Like, cause I'm your big, like, haha, hazing you like as a joke. And then they literally sat us all down in a room and we're like, we are so sorry. Like, we don't want anyone to feel pressured into doing anything. And we really take this hazing seriously. And all of us are like, dude, like, come on. Like, haze us a little bit. Like, we're cool with it. So then finally,
okay,
our initiation night comes. The whole, like, it's been, like, 2 months, like, leading up to this.
Okay.
We have to wear all white. So I'm like, all right, this is going to be some, like, weird culty shit. I'm, like, ready to go. So, like, me and, like, my friends who are in my, like, Rush class,
okay,
they're like, okay. We're, like, all together. We're like, oh, my God, it's finally happening. Like, something weird's going to happen. Like, some secret ritual. And they're like, the leader is like, of Rush is like, okay, we're gonna blindfold you and take you into this room. And, like, it's, like, a secret sisterhood thing. Like, you have to be blindfolded.
Oh, my God. And is it, like, a sex dungeon?
That's what I thought. I'm ready, right? Me and
all
the girls next to me, like, it had been so bland up to this point. Of just, like, we love everyone so much. Da, 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 which is, like, great. Like, love that. And finally, they blindfold us.
It doesn't sound like you love that.
And we're all, like, next to each other, like, woo-hoo-hoo, like, here we go. And then, like, we walk into the room and they take our... Also, I'm pretty sure I'm not supposed to talk about any of this stuff, but, like, whatever.
That's fine.
So, because it's a sacred sisterhood ritual.
Oh, it's a secret.
So they take off our blindfolds and they're like, you're now officially part of the sisterhood. And I'm like, that's it? And then we did, like, some, like... thing where
Jello
like
shots.
I wish everyone like talks about like what they love about you, and it was very like,
but like you had only known these people for like a couple days, right?
No, it's been like 2 months.
Oh, okay.
Of like seeing each other like every day. So okay. It was like, we're like, it was basically like why we're excited to have you in Kappa Delta.
Were people like getting deep, or was it like, I just like love your extensions?
No, it was like really deep. Like
It was like, one, I love that, like, you've overcome your trauma and you're, like, a better person.
One, it was now. only, like, the two or three girls who knew you the best would, like, speak on it. It's not, like, the random girl in the sorority would come up and be like, oh, my God, you're, like, so pretty. It was, like, the girl who had, like, led me through Rush was, like, you are, like, such, like, a unique person. And, like, we're so happy to have, like, you as, like, a powerful woman leader. And, like, we really want to embrace, like, everything that you are. It was, like, really good and empowering, right?
Okay.
So, no hazing. Bummed about that. But, like, I genuinely loved the girls in my sorority. Like, some sororities are more image-obsessed. Some are more, like, about academics. My sorority, I really feel, was just, like, freaking feminist icon group. Like, we, they were like a strong, like, boss ass group of women who like really held each other up, and like, there was no body shaming, there was no like, I don't know, weird comparisons. Like, it was very like, we are here to help you and we want to be here for you. As much as my rush group was like kind of low-key ready to get hazed, it was like, it was cool. I liked it.
Aw, that's so awesome. I feel like so it's interesting because I feel like I have like kind of a jaded perspective on sororities. I think I'm usually kind of like an optimistic person, but I feel like my initial instinct with like that whole world is just like to kind of like, I think that sororities do a lot of good. I know you and two other of like my pretty close friends that like were in sororities and like did a lot of community service, did great things. But I think it's like also just like a lot of it is like kind of a meme to me. And so, I think it's like hard sometimes for me to like, I don't know, wrap my head around it. But also, you and I have talked a lot of times about how I feel like I'm really shocked that I'm not in a cult. Like, I feel like I'm like a very, gullible's the wrong word, but like, I really want to be a part of everything.
That's what I was about to say. I think you really like to be part of something.
And also, I'm like very, very like pacifist.
And I think you also really like to surround yourself with like-minded people.
Yes.
Whereas I think like, I actually, I you know, of course everyone is drawn to people who think and act like them, but I also have a lot of people in my life who like don't believe the same things as me, even like with religion. Like, we believe very different things. Like, even with politics, like, I have family members and friends who believe different things than me. And like, as long as it's respectful, I like having a difference. Whereas I think you really thrive surrounding yourself with people.
I mean, sometimes you and I like talk about political things and we'll have essentially the same stance, but it'll be like one degree of extreme different. And I feel like I'll be like, oh my gosh. Okay, but like, we're still on the same page. Like, okay, we're still like, I feel like I very much like, I think all of my friends are like very politically similar to me.
Yeah.
Some people are religiously different to me, but to me that's like not, I think because I'm so open.
Yeah. I don't think you,
like, I think if I was like a staunch, like, I'm an atheist or I'm Christian or I'm Jewish or I'm whatever, I think maybe it would be harder. But I think since I'm just like interested in all of it,
I don't think it's a big part of your identity. Whereas I think like your political leanings and like being a vegetarian and like other things about you are like very central to your identity. But I don't think religion is like a part of your identity. So it's not, it's something not that comes to your mind.
Exactly. Whereas I feel like you're right. Like politics and like being a vegetarian and even like, like being married and like starting like a family, like I feel like all my friends are kind of in similar camps to me, even if we're in very different places in life, if that makes sense. But so I feel like I'd be very susceptible to joining your cult. Because I'm very like, I would love to just like be barefoot in a field with like a bunch of other hippies. Like,
I'm surprised you don't start your own cult. Maybe that's later in life for you.
Follow me on Instagram. You can join my cult.
But it would be more like, I feel like it would be just kind of like a rehash of the free love movement, but with like more cleanliness.
Wait, what do you mean the free love movement?
Like from like the 50s and 60s. Oh, of like, okay. Like, woohoo, peace and love.
I thought you were saying like getting into like polygamy. I was like, whoa.
No, you're a staunch monogamist. I just realized we didn't do the bump date. Monogamy.
Wow. I mean, if you're not monogamous, like, that's also super cool, like, finger guns to you.
Polygamy.
But, like,
polyamory. But, like, monogamy.
But not, like, between us. Like, between us and our spouses.
That's what she wants you to think.
Oh, my goodness. A bump date. Bump what date. I didn't think of a bump date. My bump date is that I have sciatica.
Let's talk about how your pregnancy's been. Because you are now halfway through your second trimester.
I'm more than halfway through.
More than halfway through your entire pregnancy. We did, like, a first trimester kind of wrap-up on the vlog channel. But, like, I know the morning sickness has subsided. But other problems have popped up.
Have risen.
So give us a rundown.
So, first of all, I think, like, I like being pregnant more than I like not being pregnant at this point in my pregnancy. Like, I genuinely, like, I was telling Sierra the other day, like, I have never felt
like, so connected. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel like it's, like, such a special, magical thing that I'm, like, very grateful for. And I think that, like, I had maybe a rough, like, 2 weeks, yeah. 3 weeks of, like, morning sickness. And then, like, I got on a medication that helped and, like, was pretty smooth sailing. Yeah. I feel like the only thing up until now that's, like, really been hard in my pregnancy was, like, hiding it for the first, like, 12, 13 weeks. Because, yeah. like, my body changed so fast. Like, it's actually crazy. Even, like, going to the doctors and they, like, obviously take your weight every time you go. And I gained, like, a good, like, most of my pregnancy weight in that first little bit.
Just because, like, hadn't told anyone.
My boobs were growing. Like, everything was just, like, changing, mm-hmm. you know? And so I think, like, that was, like, a hard, weird thing. But I think that, like, other than that, like, I obviously have little things of, like, oh, like, my feet get swollen or yeah. whatever. But, like, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, yeah, it was on Monday, we were doing a shoot at the YouTube space. And all of a sudden, I, like, felt, maybe at, like, 10 a.m., like, a big cramp in my lower back. And, like, I've had round ligament pain, which I guess is also a side effect that I've had. But that's, like, really manageable. It mm-hmm. just kind of feels like period cramps. Mm-hmm. And so you can, like, do stretches, you can do yoga, you can put on, like, heating pads, whatever, and it, like, goes away. But this was, like, a pinpointed pain. And so I was like, that's really weird. And so I was just, like, rolling around on my rolling chair during the shoot. And then it, like, started, like, going down into my leg and, like, became an issue. And then it got to the point where, like, I would walk over to the coffee bar and I, like, couldn't walk. Like, I literally at one point was like, hey, Ruben, can you, like, come with me to the coffee bar? And he was like, yeah, sure. Like, do you need help? And I was like, yeah, but also, like, can you just, like, link arms with me? Because, like, I want to still be able to do my job. Like, I don't want to be like, hey, can you, like, go get the coffee? Like, I want to be able to still go do it. But I literally was, like, unable to walk. Mm-hmm. And so I, like, called. Of course, it was, like, 4:30. My doctor's office closes at 5. So mm-hmm. I called, like, the 24-hour nurse line and, like, their on-call doctor and all sorts of people and talked to them about it. And apparently sciatica is something that happens in a lot of women. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, you don't really know, like, if it's going to go away or if it's going to stick around forever. Or not forever, but until you have the baby mm-hmm. or whatever. People get sciatica, like, when they're not pregnant. Like, my mom had it and was on bed rest for, like, a couple weeks when she wasn't pregnant. Like, yes. It's just something that happens.
My mom had to have surgery.
Yeah.
Because it got, like, she had a herniated disc that was, like, part of the sciatica. And
yeah.
It was bad. Like, I remember she literally could not get out of bed. Like, it was so yeah. hard for her.
And so, luckily, I'm fortunate that, like, first of all, my job is, like, a lot of sitting down. Mm-hmm. And also, I can, like, work from home and whatever. So, it's, like, painful-ish, like, if I'm, like, walking up and downstairs a bunch or whatever. But for the most part, I've been fine just, like, wearing my maternity belt and, like, a heating pad and all the things. I guess another thing I have, I was like, wow, I don't really have that many symptoms. I also have rhinitis, which I know I've told you about, but it's, like, the craziest thing to me. So I also, if you're, like, a doctor or a nurse, I'm sorry that I'm probably not explaining any of this correctly, but rhinitis, at least for me, basically it's just, like, you have a runny nose for the rest of your pregnancy.
That's so crazy.
Like, I got it, like, 2 or 3 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And I was, like, I went into my doctor, like, 2 or 3 times. And I was, like, hey, like, I still have this runny nose. But, like, I don't have a sore throat. Like, I don't feel sick. Like, it's just, like, a runny nose and, like, sometimes sneezing.
Right.
And she was, like, oh, like, that happens. Like, it'll go away, like, after you have the baby. And I'm, like, bitch, you're gonna tell me for the next 6 months? I'm gonna have a runny nose. Like, it's, I feel like it's little things like that in pregnancy where, like, obviously having a runny nose is just annoying. Like, it literally, like, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't interfere with anything.
But that's just it. It's annoying.
But it's annoying to, like, constantly have a runny nose.
It's gonna be there. It's not like, oh, you know, it'll go away in a week. Like, no.
No. Like,
in 6 months.
Yeah, you know. So, it's little things like that. I feel like on, like, good notes, I'm able to feel him move all the time now.
It's just so magical.
And it's so weird because I used to, like, put my hand on my stomach and then, like, I'd feel him kick. Yeah. But now I'll just be, like, standing and I'll be like, whoa.
I'm waiting for the day that he, like, knocks you off your feet. Like, you're, like, standing Same. Up and he kicks so hard that you, like, fly back.
I know. I feel like I have, like, a little, I was going to say sumo baby. Because I was thinking of, like, but I
mean like a ninja baby.
Ninja baby.
Isn't it so weird that in like 4 months, if not less, yeah, 4 months, I'm going to have a baby?
I think what's craziest for me to think about, because like I've my brain is wrapped around it now, especially because we're together literally every day, but like, for the channel.
It's October and I'm having a baby in January.
Like, what? What's crazy to me is that, like, it's not like you have the baby and then, like, that's it. You move on to the next stage of life. Like, you will be a mom forever. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to probably go to his high school graduation and be like, I remember when your mom was pregnant. Like, I remember the day you were born. Like, this, like, the day that he's born is not, like, the end. It's the end of your pregnancy. But it's also, like, the beginning of his life.
Isn't that crazy?
Which is, like, so wild to me.
Also just so wild that, like, he's a person. Like, he has, like, he goes into REM sleep now. Like, he has, like, sleep cycles.
I'm jealous.
Like, oh my god. When my baby gets more sleep than you. I'm joking. But, like, how weird. Like, how weird that, like, you and Steven are, you're not trying, but, like, you're starting the journey to get there. And, like, our babies will know each other.
It's so weird. Like, that even like
they're going to be people.
Even if it takes Steven and I a year to get pregnant, like, our babies will probably be within, like, a year or two of each other.
Which is crazy.
Like, that's so close in age. Like, in my brain, it seems so far away. And, like, oh, our kids will be far apart. But it's, like, they very well could be in, like, the same grade.
How weird.
Which is so crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
I also, Skylar's baby shower is Mamma Mia themed. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
It also makes it so easy because, like, the Mamma Mia theme we're going for is, like, Santorini, like, Grecian kind of thing. And also, like, because the traditional, like, baby shower boy colors are blue, but that also, like, is kind of that same vibe.
Yeah.
It makes it easy to not be, like, overtly, like, Skylar's having a boy, so everything's blue. It's just like, it's Santorini themed, so it happens to be blue. But then, like, the older relatives who are there, or older people, will be like, of course it's blue because it's a boy.
Of course.
So it's kind of perfect.
I know. Thanks for planning it.
I'm having so much fun with it.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to do karaoke.
It's so weird that, like, I'm not involved. I feel like it's, like, my wedding all over again of, like, even the other day we have, like, a shared Google Docs. And so I, like, clicked on a thing and it, like, opened up, like, Skylar's baby shower prep list. And it was, like, ideas for food, like, olives. And I was, like, how weird that Sierra's, like, thinking about me when I'm, like, not with her.
I always do.
Well, but, like, I work on your channel, so I feel like, first of all, I think about you, like, as a friend. Like, sometimes I'll just be like, oh, I wonder what Sierra and Steven are up to tonight. But also, like, I, like, am constantly thinking of, like, oh, that could be a good video idea. Or, oh, whatever. But it's weird that, like, you're, like, typing things, like, about me. Like, it's kind of like a burn book, but, like, not.
But, like, nice.
But, yeah, I'm very excited for my Mamma Mia themed birthday party. Birthday party. Well, it's kind of like a birthday
party. It's like a pre-birthday party for him.
But also it's in November, which I feel like is, like, a funny, I don't know, but we talk all the time of, I feel like one weird thing about me is that, like, my style doesn't change seasonally.
No.
Like, I feel like a lot of people, like, you do too, of, like, you have, like, your fall colors. Like, you did, like, your fall haul, and you're like, okay, for fall, it's, like, autumnal colors. And then for winter it's this, and for spring it's this. I feel like I just dress
the same.
Like, I wear different layers. Like, I'll wear, like, more sweaters in the winter, but, like, I only own clothes, like, in the same color palette.
Right.
And so I feel like it's, like, always a fun thing, especially, like, during fall. I feel like every day I walk in and I'm like, oh, I love your outfit. <'Cause
it's, laughs> oh, like, you love my outfit colors. Today?
I mean, I do. Thanks. You got my baby a matching thing.
I did. It's a Hamilton shirt. It says, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And me and I almost said his name are gonna twin.
Me and I almost said his name actually is I almost said his name.
Yeah.
He's like Voldemort, but, like, not.
But, like, not.
But, like, happy and nice.
Like, happy little Voldemort. Oh, it's like me when I dress as, oh, wait, that video goes up tomorrow if you guys are watching this the day that the video comes out, where I wore sexy Halloween costumes that shouldn't be sexy, and one of them was sexy Hagrid, but.
Love.
That's not up yet. Oh, you know what just popped into my brain?
Oh, tell me.
Like, so fun little YouTube tidbit if you like hearing behind the scenes stuff. So YouTube assigns channels, I think it's over like 200 or 300,000 subscribers, a partner manager. Mm-hmm. So basically like a free resource who works for YouTube who can like tell us updates about YouTube and help us with content strategy and that kind of thing. And, you know, just give us like little tips and stuff.
And well, and I feel like they're less of what you think of when you think of a manager.
Yeah.
Like you have two managers
yeah.
who aren't this person. This
I call it like a YouTube rep.
Yeah. Like they tell you like, oh, this change is happening and like how you upload videos or even there was that big thing. I don't know if he talked to you about it, but I know you know because we've talked about it of like now they've changed so you can only see like three numbers mm-hmm. on like how many people are subscribed to yeah. you or.
Yeah. So they work for YouTube and they're like a resource. And my old partner manager left YouTube, so I had like my kickoff call today.
Yeah.
And he was like, was oh, that? It was great. He seems really awesome. But it's funny because like I remember him telling me at the end of the call, like, oh, I'm gonna like listen to your podcast, like to like learn more about it. And I'm like, hey Jared, I hope you're not listening to this episode because it's like a hot mess.
But like I feel like all of our episodes are a little bit of a hot mess.
That's true. He was asking me like what my goals are for YouTube, and that was like weird to think about.
What are your goals?
Because I feel like a lot of people's YouTube goals are like, I want to be a celebrity, so like I want to use YouTube for yeah. that. And I was like, honestly, I was like, I sure I'll do like I'd like to do some traditional media stuff. I was mm-hmm. like, but my goal is like not to use YouTube as like a stepping stone. It's like my goal is to be a YouTuber.
Yeah,
like I'll do other things, but like my content is always like my number one priority of like,
yeah,
I don't want to, you know, let's say 3 years down the line, like get like a big show and then like stop making content. Like mm-hmm. that's not the goal for me. And so I was like, so I guess my goal is to just like be a good YouTuber. And he's like, what do you mean? Like, can you give me some like things that you'd really like to do? And I was like, well, I'd really like to hit 1 million subscribers. And he's like, okay, like some long-term goals. So I was like, oh, how weird that that's not like a long-term. Like I'll probably, I mean, I don't want to like jinx it, but like I should, if I keep growing at this rate, like hit 1 million subscribers in the next couple months. Yeah. And so I was like, to me, that always seemed like a lofty goal. Like,
yeah.
maybe someday I'd like to hit 1 million subscribers. So it's weird now I'm like, I feel like I have to think about big things that I want to do. So I was like, I want to be in YouTube Rewind. And he was like, okay, what steps do you think you can take to like get there? Like, they're supposed to help you kind of like conceptualize that. Yeah. I was like, I don't know, like be a good YouTuber. Like,
it all just circles back
to be a good YouTuber.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of, that could be a lot of things, like, to be not problematic, to yeah. have, like, creative content.
To inspire people.
Yeah.
What other things did I say? I said I'd like to get nominated for a Streamy Award, mm-hmm. which, fingers crossed. I don't think, I don't know if it'll happen this year, because I feel like my channel's still on the smaller side for that, but, like, maybe next year, but we'll see. Anyways. And then, what was the other thing
anyways. Well, I feel like that's... Honestly, I feel like out of everything we've talked about on the podcast, that's like the number one thing I get messaged is like in one of the first episodes, we talked about imposter syndrome and people like really resonated with that. Yeah. And I feel like that's you kind of having imposter syndrome.
It is. Well, and it's also me like, I don't know. It's kind of what we talked about in the Enneagram type too, the Enneagram type episode as well, is that like if I sit here and say I want to get nominated for a Streamy Award and then I don't, then I'm like embarrassed. But if I sit here and I'm like, oh, it'd be cool, but like it's probably not going to happen, and then it doesn't happen, then it's like no big deal.
Yeah.
But then that's also a problem with me, like, I don't know, not setting high enough expectations.
I think also you don't look at yourself objectively when it comes to big things like that. Like, I feel like you're a very objective person in that you're able to be very like, not overly critical of yourself, but you're able to say, like, even when we, like, look at thumbnails or whatever, like, oh, this one is for sure better than this one.
Yeah.
Or, like, this idea is better than this. Or, but I feel like even you just sitting here saying, like, you have a small channel, like, you have 950-something thousand subscribers on your main channel and over 100,000 on your vlog channel.
Which is so crazy.
Not taking this into account. Like, you have over 1 million subscribers.
That's so crazy. That's crazy.
Like,
but,
that's...
But still in my brain, it's like, oh, this is just my little corner of the internet where, like, I put on funny clothes and ha, ha, ha. So I feel like, I don't know, it's like a weird, like, conundrum.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm a person who's very driven and, like, I know, like, I'm very driven with my YouTube channel. Like, we like, have our content planned out, and I really try to, like, make videos that I'm passionate about and that I think my audience will like. And so I'm, like, very driven in that. But then also at the same time, I'm like, I don't know if I have, like, a ton of goals. Like, when he said that at first, I was like, I'm just kind of happy, like, being a YouTuber and, like, being able to, like, have you work on the channel and, like, have Carly. And, like, I'm happy with that. And, like, I don't need to have, like, a TV show or, like, a go to Paris Fashion Week. Like, I don't know. I don't – that stuff doesn't motivate me.
Yeah.
Like, what motivates me is, like I said, I want to be a good YouTuber.
Aww,
like, I want to make –
so sweet.
My favorite thing, like, with the podcast, too, is when people, like, send us, like, Instagram stories or, like, tag us in photos of, like, them watching the podcast, like, while they fold their laundry.
I know. That's my absolute favorite thing. I literally always, like, respond. And I'm like, oh, my God, thank you so much.
Like, I love that – I don't know. The idea that, like, my content and, like, the things that I create are in some way part of someone's everyday experience. Like, even someone – I think they DM'd it to me. Or they tweeted it to me and they were like, this morning I was watching your videos when my boyfriend left the house. And then, like, when he came back, I was listening to the podcast and he was like, Schultzy again?
Aww.
Ha ha ha. And I was like, how weird that, like, my content is, like, part of this couple's, like, conversation.
I know.
But I feel like for me, like, that's the goal is to, like, influence those people who are watching every day in a positive way. And, like, the DMs that I get, and I know you get them too, of people just being like, oh, watching your content has, like, made me love myself so much more. Like, made me feel confident in myself again. And I'm like, that to me is, like, that's the goal. But that's not a tangible goal. And I feel like when you're talking to someone like a YouTube partner manager, they don't want to hear, like I want to just make people happy.
Yeah.
And work with my best friend on things that are fun.
Aww.
But, like, I don't want to, like, for some people I know, they're like, oh, I want to make this much money so I can hire a production company or, like, like, move up to LA. And I'm like, I just want to, like, I like that it's just me, you, and Carly in my house and, like, the dogs are sleeping on the floor. Like, I like that.
I know. I like it too. Well, and how cool that, like, we, our work today is, like, sitting down and, like, chatting,
right?
Like, it's so weird. I keep forgetting that we're recording. Like, I keep just, like, staring at you and, like, not, like, smiling and, like, looking to camera just because it's, like, a normal conversation.
Yeah. And that's what I like about, you know, my channel, in at least in my brain, being small.
Yeah.
About it, like, we don't have, like, a corporate team behind us. Like, it's in the ones coming up with video ideas are, like, me and then, like, you and, like, that's it. Like, there's no, like, like, round table team being like, and this is what video will perform the best. Like, it's just fun.
Yeah.
And I like it. And so it's like it super dumb, but my goal is to be a good YouTuber. I'm like a dog. Like, I just want to be a good boy.
You are like a dog. You're like a dog and I'm like a cat. Hi, welcome to our podcast. This is Between Two Species.
Ooh, I like that podcast title.
I feel like that's actually, I feel like that's a perfect way to describe us.
Yeah.
You have big dog energy and I have big cat energy.
Yeah. I'm like a bitch, get it? Like a dog, like a female dog. And I'm a bitch and you're a pussy.
I was gonna say, but then I was like, I don't know. We never established, like, how much we, like, curse on this podcast.
Well, I feel like I don't really curse in real life, which is an interesting thing because I've had, like, again, talking about, like, the business of YouTube, I've had, like, big brand people be like, oh, it's so nice that your channel is advertiser friendly. And I'm like, I've literally, like, I don't think about that.
Yeah.
I just talk the way that I talk, which is usually not cursing.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes it's funny if I'm going to say I'm a dog and you're a cat
to curse.
To say that we're a bitch and a pussy.
Also, it's how funny. Weird. Wow, we are getting weird on this podcast. I was going to say, how weird that, like, some words are curse words.
I know. Oh, there was this really interesting podcast that I listened to that was, like, the psychology of curse words. And they, like, studied people's brainwaves. Whatever they're called. Brainwaves is not the right word. When they, like, said curse words. And, like, saying the F word, like, elicits, like, endorphins. It has, like, a physiological response because, like, in our brains we're told that it's wrong. So then when you say it, you're like, yeah.
Heck yeah, brother.
Exactly.
Also, I don't know why, but when you were saying that, do you know what I realized we should be for Halloween?
What?
You should be Jimmy Neutron and I should be Carl.
Oh, my gosh. And Carly can be Bulby.
Bulby?
Slap, slap, slap. Clap, clap, clap.
Who is Bulby?
Slap, slap, slap. Clap, clap, clap. Slap, slap, slap. Clap, clap, clap.
You don't remember Bulby?
No.
Hold on. You entertain the audience while I find a video of Bulby.
Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. Elmo's World.
We're just digressing, Kim.
Oh, I was listening to the Psychobabble Tyler Oakley podcast on my way over here. Guess what they talked about for like 15 minutes?
What?
VeggieTales.
Shut up.
I was like, is this our impact?
Like, I think so. Also, okay, just talking randomly about YouTubers, I feel like Tyler Oakley's content is being slept on right now. It is so good.
Preach.
Like, it is so funny. Like, let's read some
I've
of his...
I've loved Tyler Oakley for so long. Like, I literally went to his, like, sleepover podcast tour in, like, I don't know, 2013, something like that. Like, it just... He's just great.
I've always listened to his
podcast.
Okay, first of all, he made a video with Lady Gaga. His most recent video is partying iconic with Lady Gaga, not clickbait. Then becoming a cat lady for a day.
Love it.
Love it. Reacting to iconic VMA moments.
Love it.
I tried a ridiculous celebrity health routine. Wig haul while high.
That was the best.
Buying cursed items off eBay.
Like such innovative, amazing content. Also, it's funny because I feel like I have always said that I feel like I'm the Corey Cool to your Tyler Oakley. Like, even before we had a podcast, before I was even working on the channel related to the, like, I feel like our energy is kind of the same. And so it's so, like, meta that now we have a podcast. Maybe we should go on The Amazing Race together.
Except we would be the absolute worst on The Amazing Race.
That would be so bad.
It would be so bad.
That would be so... What would be the worst reality show for us to be on together?
Ooh.
And the best.
I think, like, honestly, the worst would be American Ninja Warrior.
Just retweet.
Oh, and the best would be any of those. Oh, like, what was that old, like, pyramid game where you have to, like, say the, what was it called?
Pyramid scheme?
No. It was, like, a game. They played it on Friends,
too. Let's talk about pyramid schemes.
No, it was, like, you say a word, and then I have to, like, fill in the blank.
Oh,
and so
yeah,
it's, like, you have to be
like
on, like,
a
the
telepathy.
Same. Yeah, and we'd be really good at that.
Yeah. Let's try and talk for the next couple sentences, like, saying the same thing at the same time.
Okay.
So I have
a big
penis. Yeah, we'd be so good at the telepathy.
So good. My dad has actually auditioned for Survivor twice. Have I told you that before?
I feel like it.
He
makes
wants
sense. He goes by Big Time West.
Yeah.
Actually, he claims he doesn't go
no,
by it.
No, he's like, oh, I don't call myself that. Everyone
no
else.
No one calls me Big. We call him Big Time
West. We call him Big Time West. So I've made both of his audition videos. One when I was like 13 and one when I was like 19.
So why won't you do it for yourself?
Because I wouldn't be good on Survivor, but my dad would.
But that's okay. You'd be such good entertainment.
Do you think that, like, I could start, like, a social media campaign to get my dad on Survivor? Because, like, I feel like he needs that boost.
I just want you to go on Survivor so bad. Like, I think, like, the last thing before you guys start trying to conceive is you go on Survivor.
I would do it if they, I mean, I like I said, I would be great TV. I would be the first one out.
And also, I feel like reality shows love, like, social media influencers.
Yeah.
Like, I watched Love Island, and I feel like that's, like, all that everyone is. Like, they're a hairdresser, or they're like, I'm a social media influencer. It's like... Can we see your social media? Like, what?
I want Same more social media influencers to go on Bachelor. Yes. But, like, people I feel like they have, like, their profession is, like, content creator, but it's, like, someone with, like, 20,000 followers.
And they're like, I'm an Instagram model. And then they, like, leave the show and they have, like, a million and they're promoting Cherubic Hair.
Right.
But, like, I want, like, a YouTuber.
Yeah. I want, like, Tyler Oakley to go on The Bachelor.
Okay, if you could pick any YouTuber to be, like, the lead in a Bachelor franchise, who would it be?
Oh.
Whether they're, like, in a relationship or not.
Or not,
like, who
just
do you think
anyone
would just be the best TV?
Oh, I'm trying, like...
Do you know who I instantly think of?
Who?
Sophia Nygaard.
Oh,
because she's so,
yeah,
like, proper. And
yeah,
I feel like she would take rose ceremonies, like,
very seriously. Yeah. And I feel like she would call guys out on their BS, too.
Yeah.
Like, she'd be like, I know you're not here for the right reasons.
Yeah, and also I feel like she'd be, like, much more intelligent than a lot of the guys.
Oh, yeah.
So sure. Just, like, she'd try and hold a conversation with them, and it would just be, like, hitting the wall.
Yeah.
Who do you think?
Bummer, she's like happily engaged.
I know. married people.
Oh, am I right? Oh, gosh. Who would I want?
Or Mr. Cheesy Pop.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So good. Who else would I want? I'm trying to think of who's like always in a little bit of. Oh, I was going to say someone who's always in a little bit of drama but is really likable.
Okay.
Nikki DeMar.
Ooh.
Like, I feel like sometimes, like, all the time on Twitter, I'll see, like, little drama things, but, like, she's not, like, problematic. Yeah. Like, she's really likable in her videos. That would be really
interesting. Because I feel like they have a lot of, like, Instagram girls on there.
Yeah.
But they're all Instagram girls who are, like, beachy, natural, like, yeah. I just got this off of, like, Madewell. But I feel like they haven't had, like, an Instagram baddie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I want someone in, like, those, like, chunky dad shoes.
Yes. Oh, maybe My Life as Ava would be good.
Ooh.
She would be good.
Oh my gosh. Except for like every place that they travel. She'd be like, yeah, I was just here 2 weeks ago on a brand trip. but yeah. Ooh, both of those would be great.
Those would be so good.
Oh my gosh. Now I'm just thinking about reality TV.
Oh yeah. It's so good.
What are some of your favorite all-time TV shows?
Survivor for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What are
some like random shows that like you've watched all the way through?
Random shows I've watched all the way through. We watched Designated Survivor all the way through, which was, like, really good at the beginning, and then it just, like, went downhill.
I watched, like, one season of that with Kyle, and then we skipped a week, and then I, like, went back to watch it, and he was on, like, season 3.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's going on? And he was like, oh, I thought you, like, weren't that interested. And I was like, well, I wasn't, but, like, we were still watching it together. Did it end up being good in the end?
No. It was kind of a lame ending. Which is the same thing with Heroes. I loved Heroes. And
I never watched
it.
It just got so bad.
You should watch it now because, like, the first two seasons, kind of three, are really good. And then, like,
it just, like,
teeters out. But, especially the first season is, like, gold. It's so good.
The show I really want to get Sierra onto is Westworld.
Well, you just got me onto RuPaul's Drag Race. You got to wait till I finish that.
But I feel like Westworld's the next one. Like, I don't think you'll ever be into Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But I feel like Westworld is, like, the perfect show for you.
What about you? What shows do you like?
A lot of different ones. I feel like I like a lot of, I don't know. I feel like I have, like, a couple different categories of, like, I really, like, I love The Good Place, which is, like, on its final season, which, like, I'm very excited about. similar to that, like, I love New Girl. I love, like, Schitt's Creek, something I've recently gotten into and, like, watched all the way through. And then I like, deeper shows, like, Westworld, Game of Thrones. Like, I like a lot of, like, HBO shows. Like, I liked, like, Girls when it was on or Crashing.
I know you were into This Is Us. I watched the first season and a half, and then it was, like, too heavy.
Yeah.
Like, I would finish watching an episode, and I would just feel, like, emotionally drained.
Yeah.
So I stopped watching it.
I still say This Is Us is my favorite TV show of all time, even though I have shows where I've watched, like, literally 10 seasons.
Yeah.
I'm probably on, like, season 1.5 of This Is Us.
Wow.
Because I literally, like, have a panic attack every time I watch an episode. Because I'm, like, such an emotional, like, sensitive little flower. And so it just
And then also
is,
being
like,
pregnant.
So much. I cannot even imagine. Sometimes Kyle will, like, joke about it. He'll be like, oh, you know what we should watch tonight? It, like, after I've, like, had, like, a hard day or something. He'll be like, what? And he's like, This Is Us. And I'm like, just don't even.
I've also watched Glee all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
Twice? Yeah, twice.
Which Glee character do you feel like you relate the most to? Because I know you said Tina jokingly, but, like, who are you? Who's your spirit animal?
Okay, it's hard because, like, Glee is one of those shows that is, like, so, like.
Okay, who are you in high school and who are you now? I feel like it's a better question.
I feel like now I'm an Artie, and in high school I was a Tina.
Wow.
What about you?
Great picks. The other day I retweeted a video of them pushing Artie into the pool in his wheelchair.
I saw that too.
And I was like, what is going on this show?
Glee had so many weird plot points. Who are you in Glee?
So I for sure was a Rachel in high school.
Yeah.
And I think now I'm a, what's her name? Is it Miss Norberry? Or no, not Norberry.
No, that's Pillsbury.
Pillsbury.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm kind of a Miss Pillsbury. Because I feel like she like kind of gets like pushed around.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Maybe I'm like a Will Schuster. Maybe that's why we work so well together.
That would be a great couple's costume.
Actually,
for
just
us.
Kidding. I'm Sue Sylvester.
That's why we don't work well together. What if you were Sue Sylvester and I was Miss Pillsbury?
Oh my God. Wait, that would be the best group costume.
That would be so good.
I could.
Kyle would be so down.
Yeah.
Steven?
Who would Kyle be? Ooh. So Kyle would have to be Mr. Shu if you were going to be Miss Pillsbury.
Yeah.
And then I would have to be Sue, and then Steven would also have to be Sue because Sue marries herself. Do you remember that plot point?
Yes.
She wears like a tracksuit dress.
Wait, okay, so who are Steven and Kyle in the Glee universe? Now I'm genuinely, I'm trying to think. I feel like Kyle's going to like comment down below and be like, I'm obviously Sam or something. Because Kyle also, when Kyle was in college is like when Glee was first coming out.
Yeah.
And so he would have like Glee parties like in his dorm because he went to the arts college. So they would all just like open their doors and like all like turn on Glee at like max volume and like so watch cute. Glee. Because they're all nerds.
Nerds.
I feel like Kyle's maybe like an arty. Kyle's kind of like a Blaine. Or not a Blaine, a Kurt.
Who's Steven?
Steven actually does have big arty energy.
Yeah.
Because he's like kind of like nerdy.
But Steven
like
would not. No, because Steven would not rap.
Steven?
You know who Steven is? Like the quiet guy in the first season who then just disappears with no explanation.
Wait, let's talk about Halloween costumes. Because okay. I feel like now's a good time for us to figure it out. Because when I've asked you before, I'm like, what costumes are you guys going to do? You're like, we'll just figure something out. Let's brainstorm and then, like, maybe get two options and okay. People can comment down below.
So can I say, I'm going to tell them the idea that I told you.
Okay.
So, Steven, I pretty much always choose our Halloween costumes with, like, little input from Steven.
Okay.
So this year, Steven's like, I want to choose. And I was like, all right, fine, whatever. And he's like, we're going to be Spider-Man and Mary Jane. And I was like, okay, but, like, concept, you be Spider-Man and I dress up like a big marijuana leaf and we're Spider-Man and Mary Jane. Which I think is so funny, but, like, obviously inappropriate and, like, definitely not the best thing for me to, like, be for Halloween. But so it's just a joke.
I think it's really funny.
But we're not actually going to do it. Well, can you imagine me opening the door for trick-or-treaters like, hi, kids. I'm Mary Jane.
That would be so over the top. Like, we saw those, like, Dolls Kill ones that were like, I'm a pot brownie. Yeah. Or, like, I'm a whatever.
But, yeah, so we're not going to do that, but I do
really
think it's
funny. You really wanted to be Hadestown characters.
Yes, I wanted us to be Orpheus and Eurydice. And Steven was like, no one's going to know that. That's dumb. No.
Steven.
So I think we're going to go our separate ways. I'm going to be sexy White Claw, and he's going to be Spider-Man.
What?
Couple's costume of the
Wait,
century.
Okay, but we also had a good idea while filming the other day.
Of being Nessie?
Well, that's also an option that's still on the table.
I would love to be the Loch Ness
Monster. Well, you got...
Is there sexy Loch Ness Monster? I'm sorry. I'm interrupting sure. you. I'm
no,
so rude.
No, it's fine. I'll keep talking while you Google.
Perfect.
So here's the concept. So we ordered for, like, the weirdest sexy Halloween costumes, this, like, Taco Bell hot sauce, like, bodycon dress. Mm-hmm. But it was actually, like, really cute and, like, pretty appropriate. So my concept was that, or our concept was that Steven is a taco. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like one of those like big Party City taco costumes. Mm-hmm. You're hot sauce.
Yeah.
Bruiser is the like Taco Bell Chihuahua mascot. And then Bella is like something.
Whatever.
Bella is like Bella. You know? Okay, tell me.
So there's no sexy Loch Ness Monster, but there's this, which is like full body. Oh. But also I always pictured Nessie as green, so I don't like that this is blue.
Can you please order that
right now? It's currently unavailable.
Well, I'll make it happen for you.
Thank you.
There are some really weird costumes that, like, I didn't do because they weren't, like, sexy Halloween costumes, but, like, just, like, weird.
Yeah.
Like, when I was Googling the other day for videos, like, one was, like, a sewer rat. Like, they had, like, a sewer rat costume. Or, like, they had,
was
like,
it,
their,
like, sexy sewer rat or just sewer
just, like,
rat?
Sewer rat. Like, if you're a guy and, like, you want to be a sewer rat, like, there's a costume for you. Like, on, like, Party City. Or, like, they have, like, weird niche things.
What do you think is, like, the ideal costume for, like, a guy? Like, a single guy? Like, what's the best, like, guy costume that you've seen that's not a couple's costume?
Ooh, best guy costume. I don't know. Do you have one?
Yeah, I think it's, like, creative things that aren't, like, too costumey.
Yeah.
Like, I remember we went to that Santa Barbara party and that guy was dressed as Tinder. Like,
yeah.
Right when Tinder had come out, it was, like, just a little cardboard box. I was like, that's funny. That's a conversation starter. And he DIY'd it, so it's, like,
See,
points.
I feel like my ideal for a single guy is, like, maybe, like, Where's Waldo? Like, something that's, like, kind of, like, hipstery and you can just wear, like, Like a regular outfit, but, like, you're recognizable.
Right.
It's not like, why is that guy in a striped shirt? It's like, oh, haha, I found Waldo, you know?
Why do you think I say costume? Because I've never noticed that until
I've
people...
I've been thinking about that a lot recently, well, actually.
And I also say yesterday, which is another thing that people point out. And someone,
that one's not as noticeable as costume. Costume, especially because you've been doing so many Halloween videos.
Costume videos. A woman commented, and she's like, hey, like, I don't want this to come off as, like, rude. I'm just, like, I'm a speech pathologist, so I'm genuinely curious. Like, why do you say costume? Like, where does it come from? Like, is it... Like, were you raised in a certain dialect or something?
Yeah.
I was trying to track it back. And I was like, I don't know. So I was born in upstate New York. Mm-hmm. So, and we had, like, a babysitter because both my parents worked. And she had a very thick New Yorker accent. So, like, I developed a New Yorker accent.
Was that when you were talking, though?
Yeah. So that was until I was 2.5. So, gotcha. That, like, I was learning to talk from someone with a New Yorker accent. So, like, I would say, like, drawer. But it wasn't, like, instead of drawer or, like, squirrel. But instead of, like, but it wasn't, like, I had, like,
I wish that you had kept this accent. Yeah. I feel like my life would be greatly improved.
Wasn't like I was a little kid saying, like, squirrel or, like, drawer. It was, like, a New York accent.
I'm trying to figure out what accent, like, if I just saw you.
Yeah.
And, like, it couldn't be, like, Southern California. Like, what accent, like, makes the most sense for you?
Yeah, so, like, there was
I could see you with, like, a Boston accent.
Boston? I'm really bad at a Boston accent. Just want to go watch a Sox game.
Oh, my goodness.
But, okay, so I had the New Yorker babysitter, and then, like, I grew up in Southern California, and, like, my mom kind of has a little bit of a Valley Girl thing.
Yeah.
And then I did theater, so I would try to work on my diction a lot. So it's just kind of like a smorgasbord of a million different things.
Smorgasbord?
Smorgasbord. But I have no idea why I say costume. I have no idea. But I, like...
But you do.
I do. And yeah. I can say costume if I really think about it, but, like...
But it just doesn't come naturally.
No. Ooh. Doesn't come naturally.
What car do you think you're the most like in Cars, the Pixar movie? I feel like you kind of have like big like Lightning McQueen energy.
Oh, I was gonna say big Mater energy. No, but I'm the hippie.
No, I feel like you kind of have big Lightning McQueen because he's like so ambitious. Ka-chow. He like wants to be the best. I feel like you would say ka-chow, like how you say like yeehaw.
So are you Big Mac, like the big truck that like Lightning McQueen drives around in and is like his, like, buddy.
I like that. I have to be Big Mac. Like, the character that's, like, the least character development. Like, all I am to you, apparently, is someone for you to drive around inside. Wow.
Well, maybe you should be Doc Hudson, then.
Your mentor who dies?
What do you want?
Spoiler alert for Cars 2, if any of you haven't seen it.
Which do you want to be?
See,
it's actually a spoiler for Cars 3.
Wow. Sorry, gang. See, I would say that I feel like I'm either the hippie one or, like, maybe the, not Luigi's Tires assistants. Oh. Who are, like, very sensitive.
The one who's like, okay.
Yeah.
That's me. Or are you the very sensitive fire truck who, like, just waters the flowers?
Oh, wait,
and then
that's
they come
me.
And he runs away and hides.
That's me. Carly, which one are you? You're keep laughing.
This, wow. This is going to be my our invitation office. Of Skylar from now on. Okay.
It's so true, though.
Okay.
But also, like, the fire truck who cries, like, probably makes a lot of sense. Wow. What are some other, like, who are you in, like, I'm trying to think of, like, a random franchise. Mm. Like, are you Ratatouille in Ratatouille?
No. I'm the short chef guy who's, like, trying to find Remy.
What are some other, like, niche...
Who are you in Ratatouille?
Ooh. I might be, like, the... Not Remy, but yeah,
the lanky guy.
Yeah, who's, like, getting, like, pulled around. Yeah. Who's like, let's try and make this work. So rat's running my life.
So then does that mean
Kyle's,
that...
Kyle's Remy. I was going to say the baby. Running my life.
The baby. Because, like...
Me calling my husband a rat on our podcast. What animal do you think you... Like, what animal is Steven?
Let me, like, visualize it. Like, trying to, like tap into another dimension where I'm an animal.
I feel like Steven might have, like... He reminds me of the mooses from Brother Bear. Because he's just like, hey, like he's just kind of like a dad.
Yeah.
You know?
My favorite thing about Zeman is that whenever things get stressful or like two people are arguing, he just tries to do anything he can to distract everyone from the situation. So like we were with my brother and his girlfriend from my brother's fiance now. They got engaged. My older brother, by the way. And like there was problems with the Airbnb and like there was all this drama and Steven just starts in the group chat, because this was all like over group chat because they were at the Airbnb and we were at the hotel, starts sending like an emojis of him going like, oh, hey guys, doo-doo-doo-doo. And I'm like, this is so inappropriate. Like they're literally texting like, I think we're going to lose like $1,000 on this Airbnb because we can't get a refund. And Steven's like sending an emoji of him as like a duck being like, quack, quack, it's Steven.
Oh my God.
And then like, I remember like just any time he's with people who like, are like.
Even like Kyle and I got in a fight like maybe a month or two ago. And so Kyle was like driving here because it was like after I got in a car accident. And you and I were like, okay, like Steven, like, you go out and, like, look at the car with Kyle and, like, see what the damages are. You guys assess. And, like, the whole time he was just like, oh, like, is my buddy here yet? Like, no.
He just tries to, like, deflect and distract.
So
and
he's definitely the moose.
Yeah.
Well, which one? He's both.
You're the brother bear expert.
I am the brother bear expert.
Who are you in Chicken Little?
Is that even a question?
I haven't seen Chicken Little. Oh,
actually, you know what? Okay, so I would like to think that I'm Chicken Little, but I might be Runt.
What's that?
Runt is that like the pig? His like obese pig friend who's like very nervous and has social anxiety.
So that's you.
And then Kyle's like ugly duckling. Maybe that's what we should be for Halloween. Runt and ugly duckling.
Goals.
Couple goals.
What are you guys being for Halloween?
We're being the baker and the baker's wife.
That's so cute. From Into the Woods. I think that's perfect for you guys.
So I found, because the thing that sold me was we knew that that's what we wanted to be. But so last year I wore this like maxi dress, which was really cute. But then we went to a rager and everyone was dressed up like, ooh, like I am a cat. I'm a like pumpkin, I don't know. And so I felt like very out of place. So this year I was like, okay, if we're going to be like obscure musical theater characters, we have to like, I have to be able to dress kind of normal,
right?
Because like I'm also pregnant, like I'm gonna be the only pregnant person at your Halloween party, so I don't also want to be wearing like a petticoat. So I found like a cute like lacy
perfect
dress. But
you know what my favorite, that just made me think when he said pregnant at Halloween. So last year, Kenzie dressed as a pregnant lady as a joke for Halloween, but she didn't know she like conceived Harlan. Like, well, she and TJ conceived Harlan, you know, it's not a one person job, but like 3 days before Halloween. So like she was pregnant but she didn't know. So it was like a joke. Aww, isn't that so funny?
So cute.
I know.
Do you know what they're being this year? I guess maybe you don't want to say on the podcast.
I don't know.
I feel like baby Halloween costumes are like half the reason to have a baby.
I know.
Sometimes I just
so glad you're like, going into parenthood for the right reasons.
Sometimes I just look through baby Halloween costumes and like cry.
I know her plan for Harlan.
Like, how am I? I'm literally gonna have like 12 costumes for my baby next year.
Just do like the 12 days of Halloween.
Like I'm sorry. I'm telling you in advance. I'm gonna have to take Halloween off because I'm just gonna be doing costume changes all day.
Perfect.
Like it's gonna be like an elephant, a ladybug, a hippo.
Well, and he'll be like what, 9 months old, so that's like such a fun
perfect,
age.
Perfect like little like chunky costume age.
But I think what Kenzie's gonna have Harlan be for Halloween is like she's gonna dress her in all white. Like,
wait, I thought that was a joke.
I think she's actually gonna do it. She's gonna dress like Harlan's gonna be in all white, so she's like a sperm and then a little sign that says same costume as last year. Isn't that so funny?
I thought that was absolutely a joke when you told
me that. I think it started as a joke, and now she's actually going to do it. Because, like, it's not like we're not having, like, a big Halloween party. Like, we're just having a couple friends over. So she's, like, too young to trick-or-treat.
My gosh. So for a second, I thought you were saying Kenzie was too young to trick-or-treat. And I was like, what are your age requirements for trick-or-treating?
Also, Kenzie has said, like, literally 10 times whenever we talk about you being pregnant, she's like, oh my gosh, Skylar's baby is going to be so cute. Like, she was showing me pictures of her as a baby, and, like, I just keep picturing it, and I just wanted to look like her so bad.
Aw, that's very sweet. I feel like the nice thing is that, like, Kyle and I kind of look related, and so I feel like it's really easy to picture.
It's a great way to start a sentence.
Well, I feel like it's really easy to picture what our baby's going to look like.
Yeah,
and both of us kind of look like big babies. Like, we both have very chubby cheeks.
I wouldn't say that.
I would say we look like babies. I would say I look like an adult baby. I have very, very, both of us have very disproportionately big cheeks. We have like very, like, we're very,
You are going to make the cutest baby.
Like, we know they're going to be blonde. We know they're going to have blue eyes. We know they're going to be a chunk. Like, it's just so cute. It's easy to picture.
It is.
It's just like a question of like, do they get my squinty blue eyes or Kyle's like big blue eyes? Or, you know?
Yeah.
Like, do they get like my like elf nose or like Kyle's elf nose? Like, it's like kind of the same thing. Anyways, we're gonna get into advice.
Yeah.
This podcast has been weird.
I'm so glad. Wait, we should do another secret word because we did the I heart purple banana and I still get messages. DMs. And this podcast, I feel like, is probably harder to sit through than like
anything.
So what's ever. What's our
props to you? Honestly, we should do like a giveaway of just like take baked goods from us. Because we don't want to like give like money to people.
You want this mug? You could have it. Listen all the way through. What should we? What should our code word be?
Up to you. I chose last time.
Let's make it.
I say let's do emojis again.
Okay. Let's do like a cloud for sky, and then is there like a big emoji? Like you could say big.
Big?
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm gonna do like sky is a big baby. Cause he said you look like a big baby. So let's do like a cloud emoji
and then like a baby emoji.
Let's do cloud sparkle baby because you're like a grown up sparkly baby.
Thank you.
Cloud sparkle emoji baby emoji. Send it our way. Leave it in the comments.
Send tweet. Wow.
What's that word that you kept getting annoyed at me for saying? Clown. Saying people are clowning on me.
Oh, people are clowning. I feel like we should give like what's something that we could give to like the visual listeners that have stuck around.
Ooh.
Maybe like could we like insert like an embarrassing picture of both of us from childhood?
Sure.
Okay, ready?
Go.
3, 2, 1. Whoop.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Oh, can we do the McDonald's French fries picture?
Except I already posted that.
But
so
not
other people have seen it.
But only on Twitter.
I mean, if I don't have to post another embarrassing picture of me, that's an easy
pop
up.
Let's do that one because people are asking for it.
Wow.
I'll have to find a good one of me. Okay. Voicemails. I can't believe I haven't, like, I don't know, like exploded or something from lack of sleep. Like
exploded?
I don't know. Like said something weird, like spontaneously combusted. I don't know.
You're combusting something. Combusting a move.
Combust it. Dun, 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 dun.
Carly, I feel like has never been so entertained by a podcast. Usually, I feel like she sits there and, like, sometimes she'll laugh. But, like, she's usually just, like, chilling. I feel like she's, like, very alert. She's, like, Skylar's saying that Sierra looks like she's on crack. There's combustion happening. Is combustion also what you call a fart?
No. Combustion is, what's like, fire. Oh,
flatulation.
Yeah, that's flatulence. Wow.
But I guess if you, like did, like, did like a lighter near your fart. Does that actually work?
I tried. So do you wanna hear, before we get into that, do you want to hear my story about me trying to light a fart on fire?
Yes.
All right. So I was.
Wait, are you? Is this actually like?
Yeah, for like real? An actual story. Like I swear. Like hand on my heart. Like here's my story. So I was 13. I was on a camping trip with our family.
13 is way too old to be trying to light your farts.
I was on a camping trip with our family friends, the Malones. Shout out to the Malones. And me and my friend Evan, who was like my best buddy, like since we were really little, we like everyone else had gone to bed and we were like sitting by the fire and like just so slap happy. Like just like telling stories, goofing off. Like we had so many marshmallows. It's like maybe 11 o'clock at night in the middle of the forest in the Sierra Nevadas and we have a fire. Okay. And we were like we were burning stuff and like ha 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 like we're like ooh let's play with fire. And then he just like
you had a weird childhood. Never in my life have I said ooh ha 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 I'm slap happy let's play with fire.
So
I feel like I'm like when people are like are you nervous to have a kid? I'm like no not really like, I'm mostly just like excited. And then sometimes I talk to you and I'm like if my kid's like, hoo-hoo, let me play with fire. Like,
do you ever,
that's
like,
kind of nerve-wracking.
Regret making me your baby's guide parent? Because I'm going to, like, teach them how to light their farts on fire. Anyways, I'm getting distracted. So, I forget who said it. Either I looked at Evan or Evan looked at me. And one of us said, do you think that you can actually light a fart on fire? I don't remember who brought it up.
Okay.
I think it was him, but it was probably me. And then the other person was like, I don't know. And then the other person was like, we could try it. And so we, like, lit a stick on fire. And then, like, I turned around and tried to, like, fart on it. And then nothing happened. So that's my... And then
What do you mean you tried to fart on it?
Like, I did fart.
Was but it, like, a thick fart?
I don't remember the magnitude of my fart when I was 13.
How many C's did your thick fart have?
Maybe two.
So like an average thick fart.
Yeah. And then he tried too, and his didn't light either. And then like, wow. This was before iPhone, so like we couldn't like Google, but I remember we're like, as soon as we get home, we have to Google like, are only certain people's farts like lightable?
I mean, that sounds like a main channel video to me. Like Mythbusters? Like, recently, Kyle showed me, he, like, came home from work, maybe, like, a week ago, and was like, I saw the best YouTube video I've ever seen in my life. Like, we have to, like, stream it onto our TV, like, whatever. And it was Rhett and Link making cheese wheels for a car. Like, they had, like, a production team of, like, 10 people, and they just, like, they made wheels out of cheese for a car. Like, I think
that's really cool.
But I think that's a niche of YouTube. Like, I think we could get into, like, we're trying to get into more experimental content. Like, I had six friends try and light their farts on fire, like, not clickbait. Like,
I just love to picture that video title and thumbnail positioned in between, like, recreating celebrity photos, like, but size positive. 2 and size 4, like, try H&M. I tried to light my fart on fire.
Not clickbait.
Not clickbait.
Danger. What else do like, people say? Emotional.
Emotion. I tried to light
what
my fart
like
on fire.
What does David Dobrik say in his parentheses?
Emotional.
Emotional?
Should we? We're really digressing.
Oh, no.
Remember when I said I was going to spontaneously combust? I think that's what happened.
Remember when we were sitting down? You're like, yeah, you know, like, we can talk about our lives for like 20 minutes and then like answer some advice.
It's been an hour and 25 minutes. Okay.
Oh. Advice time.
Carly, can you please play advice, please? Oh, I have to do my Ron Burgundy voice.
Hi, Sierra. Hi, Skylar. I am a huge fan of the channel and the podcast. I was a theater kid myself and recently just got married at 20. So I feel like I resonate with everything you both say. My question is kind of personal, but especially for Skylar being pregnant, did you have any milestones? And I want to hear Sierra's answer. That you set for yourself and your husband that you wanted to achieve or work towards before starting a family. Thank you, guys.
That's so sweet.
That's a great question.
Wow. Thanks for listening to us. Sometimes I feel like we're probably a little unbearable, so I appreciate it. Like, milestones in my marriage?
Is that- like, were there... I think what I'm getting from it is, like, were there things that you wanted to check off with Kyle before you started trying?
I think honestly the only thing for us was we wanted to be in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And then like obviously like we wanted to be financially stable, we wanted to be emotionally ready. But I think for us, like financially and emotionally, we were ready for quite a while before we moved down to San Diego. So for us that was like our last thing. Because we just knew like we wanted to be close to friends and family and also like be able to go to Chipotle and not have to validate parking. I feel like, you know.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's probably the biggest thing for us. Yeah. Do you have any, like, big marriage milestones?
Yeah, I know we wanted to have at least 1 year of, or I think we originally said at least 2 years of marriage, just to, like, really build our relationship so that we felt like because once you're a parent, that's forever.
Yeah.
And I think we really wanted to have that, like, strong foundation of, like, not only, like, we got to do things together and we got to, you know, focus on us, but also just that, like, we really got to build our marriage and figure out what we wanted our marriage to be before we threw a kid in there and mixed everything up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that was a big thing for us was we wanted to be married for 2 years.
Well, and you guys talk about having multiple kids.
Yeah.
Too, which I feel like is also once you have one, then, like, you just keep going.
Yeah.
You know, where, like, Kyle and I talk about, like, most likely we'll just have one.
Yeah.
Sometimes we talk about having a second, but if we do that, we'll be, like, much farther down the line.
Yeah.
So I feel like even when we talk about things like traveling, like once you get to a certain age, like having one extra companion, like isn't that big of a deal. But if you're talking about having like three kids, then like that does become a bigger deal.
Right.
And so I feel like for you guys taking that time has been like such an important cool thing.
Yeah, and I know a big thing for Steven was he really wanted to go to Disney World.
Yeah.
Which we're going in November, so I'm really excited. But that was one of those things for Steven where he was like, once we have kids, like, it's not about us. Like, yeah. It'll be if we go to Disneyland with our kids, it'll be, like, about them and them experiencing it. And so there were a few little things like that that we wanted to do. I wanted to finish my college degree.
Yeah.
Just because I knew that trying to do that and run my business and be a mom would be really difficult. And so that was a big thing for me. And then just making sure that we were, like, financially and emotionally ready as well.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah. All right. Next one.
Hi, Sierra. I've been a fan for a while and I've been watching you for a while.
Thank you.
And I was just wondering, what are some tips for someone who's trying to be going on a self-love journey, but are also busy with different things like school and activities? So what are some tips to, like, start having self-care days? Okay, thank you. Bye.
You sound so sweet.
I know. I totally get that. I feel like I sometimes throw my self-care and my self-love out the window when I am super busy. So, like, yeah. I fully get that. I think my biggest tips would be that, like, self-care doesn't always have to look like, and self-love doesn't always have to look like taking a bath or taking a spa day. Like, it really can just be the little things that don't take up any time, like the way that you talk about yourself, the people that you surround yourself with, the influences that you follow online. Like, I think for me, a big part of it is just kind of changing the things that surround you, and especially, I cannot stress this enough, the way that you talk about your body matters so much. And just little things like saying things like, I feel guilty for eating this, or like, I hate the way I look in this. Like, it may seem small, but those little things that you say about yourself really affect the way that you think about yourself.
Yeah. I think that was perfect and eloquent, and
that's surprising because, you know, brain of a 2-year-old.
Aww. But I feel like I can leave it at that.
Is there anything you want to add?
No, I feel like I was literally going to say, like, the first thing that popped into my head was, like, self-care doesn't have to be a bath or, you know, like, I feel like we're on the same wavelength with it.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck.
The journey.
We're proud of you.
Hi, Sierra and Skylar. I was just wondering if you guys could be any animal.
Ooh.
What animal would you guys be?
It's like they were reading our
Love
mind.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
I like how we didn't answer for ourselves, too. Like, we, like, went off on Steven, but then didn't say for us.
For us, yeah.
So what would you be?
Oh, you know what? Let's do each other.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay, so I feel like I can think of two things right off the bat.
Okay.
Either, like, a lion or an aardvark.
Ooh.
Because I feel like when I think of Sierra, like, the first attributes that come to my mind are, like, powerful, leader, like,
tired.
Lions are, like, sleepy.
Yeah, like, the lion sleeps tonight. A weemawop, a weemawop.
Yeah, like, let's set that intention for you.
Yeah.
Like, the lion will sleep
tonight.
But I feel like you have, like, big lion energy. Mm. But then also I feel like sometimes you're just, like, a little aardvark. Just, like, poking around.
You know, Arthur is my favorite show.
That's true.
And he's an aardvark.
I can't believe we've never talked about Arthur on this podcast.
I haven't watched Arthur in, like, 3 years, which sounds weird because I'm 23. But, like, that used to be like, my thing is, like, you know what? I'm going to go sit down and, like, watch Arthur. Because it's, like, a killer show.
Wow. What do you think?
I think you're an otter. Because, you're cute and cuddly. And, like, you're like, a little clingy with Kyle. Like, you guys want to, like, hold each other while you sleep so you don't float away from each other. But, like, you're also really smart and resourceful. And, like, you could figure out how to open a clam by, like, smacking it on a rock.
Oh, thank you so much. You're welcome. Very sweet.
Those were, like, when we used to go to SeaWorld back in the day, which, like, don't go there anymore. But, like, it was a different time in 2000. That was my favorite thing to do, was watch the little otters. Because they were so cute.
That's so cute. I love that. What animal would you say that you are?
Because
I don't think you would say you're a lion. And I wouldn't say I'm an otter, but I feel like that makes a lot of sense for both of us.
I'm trying to think. Oh, maybe a giraffe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why do you have giraffe energy?
Couldn't tell you. Just came in my brain.
Just like a giraffe.
Yeah, or maybe a wild ass.
Wow. And on that note.
What about you?
What about me? I feel like I don't know.
Oh, maybe a tiger, because I'm, like, evasive and, like, sleep in the forest, but then I'll pounce.
And also, like, you've had, like, drama with Mike Tyson. Doesn't Mike Tyson have, like, a tiger? Isn't that, like, part of the plot of, like, The Hangover?
Dude, that,
like,
if we keep saying muscle? That I have beef with Mike Tyson, he's going to come to my house and beat me up, and I'm not ready for that.
I would love if Mike Tyson, if it was, like, ding dong, and your ring was, like, just showed a video
of Mike Tyson
like, with a tiger.
I feel like
you explained on your vlog that you had Mike Tyson beef.
Yeah.
So if you want to hear it,
go
to the vlog channel.
It was the one where I got my 100,000 subscriber plaque. Wow. If you guys could subscribe, one subscribe equals one prayer for me to sleep tonight.
Wow.
So, like, you better hit that button if you don't want me to be this weird on the next episode.
Oh my gosh. Also, please comment down below, sky emoji, sparkle emoji, baby emoji. And yeah, I feel like that's it.
I love you guys.
Yeah, follow us everywhere. Follow us on Apple Podcasts.
Follow us to the grocery store.
Well, please, please don't do that. Please, actually, absolutely don't do that.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle. The
sayonara, guys.